make it a suitable residence for Krishna. So within this very sweet story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching the devotees how to clean their hearts, part of the Gundicha temple, to make it suitable to be Vrindavan and for Krishna to come and live there. In the middle of that pastime, there's a wonderful purport which is quite long about cleansing the heart. So we'll read this pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's on this very auspicious day on which Lord Chaitanya cleansed the temple, to commemorate that. And we'll read this very wonderful pastime too, the wonderful purport of Prabhupada, which is very instructive. Because after all, the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, it explains different instructions for different levels of man. Work dutifully, work, keep the results, work, give a little bit of the results, work, give everything. And explaining how we have to remove the arch enemy of lust from the heart. And all these instructions are basically ways to clean our heart because and free it from the lower modes of passion and ignorance and remove the anartas in the heart. Arta, we know there is in the opening verses of the Bhagavatam, it says that the Bhagavatam kicks out all lesser forms of religious practices that bring dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. And in that, artha means wealth. Anartha, which are in our heart, anartha means those things that we that have no value, anartha, that have no wealth, no value. But yet, we are very attached to them. These are the material desires. They're actually described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur to be of four varieties. Tattva vibrama means not understand the philosophy properly. Riddhaya dolabam, weakness of heart. And asatrishna, thirst or attachment for material things. And aparad. These are the four kinds of anartas, offenses being the fourth one, that sit in our heart. And these have to be cleaned before Krishna will come actually and live there. So we'll hear about this. First, the Lord passed some days in Jagannath Puri in great jubilation. Then the car festival of Lord Jagannath approached, meaning the day of the Rath Yatra festival approached. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first of all called for Kasi Misra, then for the superintendent of the temple, then for Savabhauma Bhattacharya. When these three people came before the Lord, he begged them to wash the temple known as Gundicha. Now what does it mean he begged them to wash the temple of Gundicha? It doesn't mean he said, oh, my dear great personalities, I beg you to wash the temple of Gundicha. He begged them for the privilege of doing this service, of preparing the temple known as Gundicha for the visit of Lord Jagannath. So this is how we should look upon our service, even if it's menial, like cleaning. And Prabhupada actually said, cleaning the temple room is on an equal level with doing deity worship, because they're both service to the deities and the devotees. So it is a great honor. Oh, you've come to hear the story of the Gundicha temple's cleaning? How nice. What to do? So it is a great honor to be allowed to do a service like this. And we should always look at it like that. There are so many, more than 3 billion people in this world. What to speak of how many countless numbers of living entities that are not in human bodies. And how few get the opportunity or the inspiration to clean the temple, to serve Krishna directly in this way. So it is a great honor. So Lord Chaitanya begged them to be allowed to wash the temple. Upon hearing the Lord's request for them to watch the Gundicha temple, the Pandicha, the superintendent of the temple, said, "My dear sir, we are all your servants. Whatever you desire is our duty to perform." So when someone learns of the desire of Krishna to do anything, whether it's for him to cleanse the temple, or to distribute books, or to worship the deity, or to teach, up to the point of even being a spiritual master, or being Lord Brahma even, that it is our duty to surrender and do as the Lord requests. "My dear Lord, washing the temple is not a service befitting you. You shouldn't have to wash the temple. After all, you are the same as Lord Jagannath. Nonetheless, if you wish to do so, it is accepted as one of your pastimes. To wash the temple, you need many water pots and brooms. Therefore, order me. I can immediately bring all these things to you." Sometimes we who are born in the West, we will clean things without water, just sweep it or something like that. But water is essential for cleaning. And you see this with Westerners, not of course the devotees who aren't Westerners, but sometimes after eating, just people will just either go like this, or they take out some handkerchief, and if they're more cultured, and go like that. How that washes the hands or cleanses the hands, we don't know. But when one isn't conscious of any standards, one accepts these things. But water is necessary for cleaning anything. It's purifying. So therefore, they understood immediately, many water pots and brooms. "Therefore, order me," they said. "I will bring these things to you." As soon as the superintendent understood the desire of the Lord, he immediately delivered 100 new water pots and 100 brooms for sweeping the temple. The next day, early in the morning, the Lord took his personal associates with him, and with his own hand, he smeared sandalwood pulp on their bodies. He then, after giving them sandalwood pulp and decorating them very nicely, he gave each devotee a broom with his own hand, and taking all of them personally with him, the Lord went to Gundicha. In this way, the Lord and his associates went to cleanse the Gundicha temple. At first, they cleansed the temple with the brooms. The Lord cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely, including the ceiling. He then took up the sitting place. Let's just check the ceiling here for cobwebs. Okay, pretty good. In Vrindavan, in one day, cobwebs can form. The Lord cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely, including the ceiling. That means it was done very carefully, not superficially, because when we're cleansing the Lord's temple, we're thinking of it in terms of, this is my service, and this is to please the Lord. So therefore, let me do it nicely. This is my devotional service. So let me do it carefully and nicely, not superficially and quickly, just to get it done. He then took up the sitting place, the Singhasan, cleansed it, and again put it in its original place, directly where the Lord would sit. Thus the Lord and his companions cleansed and swept all the temple's buildings, big and small. And finally, they cleansed the area between the temple and the meeting place, the Jagamohan, where everyone would meet. The Jagamohan is between the place and like the Kirtan hall. Indeed, hundreds of devotees were engaged in cleansing all around the temple. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally carrying out the operation just to instruct them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the temple in great jubilation. Jubilation means happiness. Sometimes when we're given a service to do, we don't like it, and we don't have any jubilation. In fact, we have great misery. But it is not work that we're doing. It is seva. It is worship of the Lord. So Mahaprabhu was so happy to be doing the servant and service. And while he was doing it, he was chanting the holy name of Krishna all the time. Similarly, all the devotees were also chanting, and at the same time, they were performing their respective duties. So they were fully in Krishna consciousness, working with their bodies and minds, and their tongues were chanting the holy names. The entire beautiful body of the Lord was covered with dust and dirt. In this way, it became transcendentally beautiful. At times, when cleansing the temple, the Lord shed tears, and in some places, he even cleansed with those tears. After this, the place where the deity's food was kept, the Bhoga Mandir, was cleansed. Then the yard was cleansed. Then all the residential quarters, one after another. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected all the straw, dust, and grains of sand in one place, he gathered it all in his cloth and threw it outside. Following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees in great jubilation began to gather straw and dust with their own cloths and throw them outside the temple. The Lord then told the devotees, "I can tell how much you have labored and how well you have cleansed the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you have collected outside." Even though all the devotees collected the dirt in one pile, the dirt collected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much greater. After the inside of the temple was cleansed, the Lord again allotted areas for the devotees to cleanse. The Lord then ordered everyone to cleanse the inside of the temple very perfectly by taking finer dust, straw, and grains of sand and throwing them outside. So first there was a major sweeping where all the dust and dirt and straw, etc., was thrown out. Then after it was done one time, it was done again to make sure the fine particles of dust were removed. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Vaishnavas cleansed the temple for the second time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see the cleansing work. While the temple was being swept, about 100 men stood ready with filled water pots, and they simply awaited the Lord's order to throw them. So we can imagine the scene. The cleaning is going on, because sometimes we'll throw water somewhere to clean it, but the dirt is still on the floor, and then you get a dirty old puddle of water only. So first the cleaning system is the area swept, and after the sweeping then the water is ready to be thrown. So the devotees were sweeping, and 100 men with water pots were just waiting for the Lord's order to throw the water and begin the water or final part of the cleansing, or not even the final part. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for the water, all the men immediately brought the 100 water pots, which were completely filled, and delivered them before the Lord. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first washed the main temple, then thoroughly washed the ceiling, the walls, the floor, the sitting place, Singhasana, and everything else within the room. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself and his devotees began to throw water onto the ceiling. When this water fell, it washed the walls and the floor. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to wash the sitting place, the Singhasana of Lord Jagannath, with his own hands, and all the devotees began to bring water to the Lord. All the devotees within the temple began to wash. Everyone was jubilant, because when we're doing something for and with somebody that we love, as the devotees love Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even if it is the simplest thing, it becomes so wonderful. And if there is no affection, even if it is the most wonderful thing, that duty becomes awful. So each had a broom. Everyone began to wash. And each had a broom. All the devotees began to wash. And each had a broom in his hand. And in this way, they cleansed the temple of the Lord. Some brought water to pour on the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And someone poured water on his lotus feet. The water that fell from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was drunk by someone who hid himself. So there was a little bit of transcendental cheating going on under the guise of washing the temple. Some of the devotees threw water on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then that water they captured, and then they drank it, and in this way they were ecstatic. Someone else begged for that water, and another person was giving that water in charity. After the room was washed, the water was let out through an outlet, and it then flowed and filled the yard outside. The Lord mopped the room with his own cloth. He was so serious and intent on making the place of Lord Jagannath clean and perfectly pure that he was using his own cloth, not only laboring cleaning once for the gross, once for the fine, and then throwing water, but he was polishing everything with his own cloth to make sure that all the dust was removed. And in this way, all the rooms were cleansed with 100 water pots. After the rooms had been cleansed, the minds of the devotees were as clean as the rooms. And this is the effect when sometimes, I don't know if we do it in this temple, but in the old days, not even the very old days, but like once a week or on Dwadasi or sometime there'd be a maha cleanup. Do you do that here? And then everyone gets and cleans and the whole temple is clean from top to bottom. And when it's all finished, everyone's hearts feel so clean and everyone feels so happy. When the temple was cleansed, it was purified, cool and pleasing, just as if the Lord's own pure mind had appeared. Since hundreds of men were engaged in bringing water from the lake, there was no place to stand on the banks. Consequently, someone began to draw water from a well. Hundreds of devotees brought water in the pots, and hundreds took the empty pots away to fill them again. So the whole scene with everyone chanting and throwing water and cleaning and stealing water that had washed the lotus feet of the Lord and begging that water and giving it in charity and Hari Bol and Hare Krishna. And everyone was feeling so happy about working together in the service of the Lord and their heart, own hearts being cleansed. It was such a joyous and Krishna conscious scene. Some people were filling the pots and others were washing the rooms, but everyone was engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna and Hari. One person begged for a water pot by chanting the holy name, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, give me the pot so I can begin cleaning. And another delivered a pot while chanting, Krishna, Krishna, here's the pot. Whenever anyone had to speak, he did so by uttering the holy name of Krishna. Consequently, the holy name of Krishna became an indication for anyone who wanted anything. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was vibrating the holy name, Krishna, Krishna, in ecstatic love, he himself was performing the work of 100 men. It appeared as though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were cleansing and washing with 100 hands. He approached everyone just to teach them how to work. So this is one of the main points that we were making from the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna wants everyone to work hard. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was teaching also how to work hard. And Krishna wanted Arjuna to work hard, and he himself was working hard as the charioteer. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was similarly teaching by example. And here's, I don't think we put this quote in the teaching book, but it's a good one. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw someone doing nicely, the Lord praised him. But if he saw that someone was not working to his satisfaction, he immediately chastised that person, not bearing him any grudge. The Lord would say, "You have done well. Please teach this to others so that they may act in the same way." As soon as they heard Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say this, everyone became ashamed. If he said to someone, "You're working very well, teach others," everyone else became ashamed that they weren't working well, and that person also became ashamed, thinking that the Lord was complimenting him for working well, but he wasn't working actually well enough. Everyone became ashamed. Thus they began to work with even greater attention. They washed the Jagamohan area, and then the place where food was kept, and all other places were also washed. In this way, the meeting place was washed, the entire yard, the raised sitting places, the kitchen, and every other room. Thus all the places around the temple were thoroughly washed within and without. And after everything was thoroughly washed, a Vaishnava from Bengal, a Gaudiya Vaishnava, who was very intelligent and simple, came and poured water directly on the lotus feet of the Lord. The Gaudiya Vaishnava then took that water and drank it himself. Seeing that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt a little unhappy and was also outwardly angry. Although the Lord was certainly satisfied with him, he became externally very angry in order to establish the etiquette of religious principles. Because one shouldn't, as Prabhupada explains in the purport, one shouldn't in the temple room offer obeisances directly, accept obeisances, or even wash the feet of the spiritual master. So Lord Chaitanya, to establish etiquette, he called for Swarup Damodara and told him, just see the behavior of your Gaudiya Vaishnavas. This person from Bengal has washed my feet within the temple of the personality of Godhead. Not only that, he has drunk the water himself. I do not know my destination because of this offense. Indeed, your Bengali Vaishnava has greatly implicated me in his aparad. At this point, Swarup Damodara Goswami caught the Gaudiya Vaishnava by the neck, and giving him a little push, he ejected him from the Gundicha Puri temple and made him stay outside. After Swarup Damodara Goswami returned within the temple, he requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to excuse that innocent person. So what do you think? Did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu excuse him?
Yes,
of course. He wasn't really angry at him anyway. He was just teaching etiquette. He excused him. After this incident, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. He then asked all the devotees to sit down in two lines on both sides. The Lord then personally sat down in the middle and picked up all kinds of straw, grains of sand, and dirty things. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was picking up the straw and grains of sand, he said, I shall gather everyone's collections. He sounds like a Sankirtan leader. I shall gather everyone's collections. And I shall ask who has collected less than the others to pay a fine of sweet cakes and sweet rice. In this way, all the quarters of the Gundicha temple were completely cleansed and cleared. All quarters were cool and spotless, like one's cleansed and pacified mind. When the water from the different rooms was finally let out through the halls, it appeared as if new rivers were rushing out to meet the waters of the ocean. Outside the gateway of the temple, all the roads were also cleansed, and no one could tell exactly how this was done. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also cleansed the Nrisinga temple outside and inside. Finally, he rested a few minutes, and then he began to dance. All around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees performed congregational chanting. The Lord, just like a maddened lion, danced in the middle. As usual, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, there was perspiration, trembling, fading, tears, jubilation, and roaring. Indeed, the tears from his eyes washed his body and the body of those who were before him. So he was in so much ecstasy. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed the bodies of all the devotees. So after washing the temple, with his own tears from his ecstatic love of Krishna, he washed the devotees. He washed all the devotees with the tears from his eyes. The tears poured like rain in the month of Shravan, which is soon to begin. The sky was filled with the great and loud chanting of Sankirtan, and the earth shook from the jumping and dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always liked the loud chanting of Swarup Damodara. Therefore, when Swarup Damodara sang, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high in jubilation. The Lord thus chanted and danced for some time. Finally, understanding the circumstance, he stopped. So as the Lord has stopped, we will also stop right now. And we'll read this very interesting purport, which I just passed. Now, the only trouble is, it's long. 1.5, 2.5, 3.5, 3.5 and a little. Now, I know how hard it's the end of a long day after a long week. And I know that everyone's a little tired, and to have to concentrate on a long purport is so difficult. But this is worth it. So what are we going to do to help everyone? Yes? In the Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Yes.
Chapter 12 of Madhyalila. You have it with you?
No.
Okay. Now, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk around as I read. And if anyone falls asleep, I'm going to smack them. So be careful. Get into my Guru Kula teacher mood. Be good. Okay. In commenting on cleansing of the Gundicha temple, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally giving instructions on how one should receive Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, within one's cleansed and pacified heart. If one wants to see Krishna seated in his heart, he must first cleanse his heart, as prescribed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikasta. Chaito Dharpana Marjanam. In this age, everyone's heart is unclean, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Rajanta Stolya Bhadrani. A Bhadrani means inauspicious things, the heart is full. To wash all dirty things accumulated within the heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised everyone to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The first resolve. Krishnadas Kaviraj says at the end of the chapter, I have briefly described the pastimes of the Lord in washing and cleansing the Gundicha temple. By seeing or hearing these pastimes, even sinful men can awaken their Krishna consciousness. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. So that is the end of our VIG class on the Bhagavad Gita, ending with the auspicious narration of the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. I would like to thank all of you. I think that you were all very attentive during the classes, or did quite well considering it was the last class of the day, and I appreciate that very much. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Vansha Kalpa Tubhyasya.
Srila Prabhupada
Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.